It is 11:11 now. Well, Barbara Streisand has revealed she successfully made two clones of her pet dog after it died last year. And that is raising a lot of questions about why someone would want to clone their pet in the first place. Let's talk about it. Very interesting discussion now with a veterinarian, Dr. Katie Nelson, who joins us live in the studio. Well, there are obviously millions of pet owners who become attached and exceptionally sad when their pets die. What exactly goes into the process of cloning our four-legged friends?
Well, I think we've all said it at one point that you wish that you could just clone them and have them forever.
You know,
and now that's actually technically a possibility. But there's a lot of ethical questions that go along with this. You know,
sure.
Just because you can, does it mean that you should? And, you know, to get down to the heart of that, you really need to delve into the science of this. So what has to happen in the first place is you have to collect a tissue sample from the pet that you want to clone. So once that's done, that's cryogenically preserved at one of these DNA laboratories, the cloning laboratories. Once you decide that you want to pull the trigger and you want to actually get your clone, what's going to happen is they're going to take that. They're going to impregnate multiple dogs, not just one, multiple dogs. And these dogs are kept in laboratories for these breeding purposes. They're going to impregnate these dogs. They're going to harvest their eggs. They're going to then wipe out the DNA in those fertilized eggs and implant the DNA from your pet. Once that's done, those are going to be electronically pulsed until they get to the point where they're ready to be re-implanted back into these surrogate dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then your hope is that out of 5, 6, 10 dogs that are all carrying these genetically created embryos, that one of them will become viable. And so, you know, when you think about this, in my opinion, it almost sounds like a really expensive, highly scientific puppy mill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because these animals are being kept against their will. They're being kept hormonally supplemented so that they can, you know, create these embryos at will. And then, you know, they're having multiple procedures to be harvested and implanted. They're going through multiple pregnancies, perhaps not even to create one viable puppy. But then, you know, what if they're super successful and they create two or three of your cloned pet? That's where another part of this comes in, too, is what happens to those puppies? And we don't know because these companies are not very forthcoming with what's happening behind the scenes. So that's one part of it. And then the other part of this, too, is that, again, the companies that are promoting this for $50,000 for a puppy or $25,000 to create a genetic replica of your cat, they're not really very forthcoming about what happens with that. They're also not very forthcoming about the health of these cloned pets. And there's been a lot of outside research that have shown that not only can they have significant genetic issues, they're much more likely to be miscarried, much more likely to die soon after birth, and they do definitely have a shorter lifespan. So my question to people who want to do this is, are you really that desperate to create a carbon copy, or is it that you had such an incredible bond with that pet that you want that unconditional love and that personality again? Because there's no way to recreate that personality.
Yeah, it's just what they look like,
right,
basically.
Right, and they're not even guaranteed to come out looking like that, because you can have a genotype that has that expresses itself in different phenotypes. So it can be a genetically identical animal that can come out looking differently than the animal that you had. Mm. So then, you know,
with a completely different personality.
Absolutely. And then, you know, your cat that you had that had three white socks, you now have a gray cat that looks nothing like it, but you've spent all this money, which, you know, it just boils down to my opinion of, if you're looking for that unconditional love, take your $50,000, go to the local shelter, spend $100 of it on an adoption fee, and then take the other $49,900 and donate it to save a heck of a lot more animals in need.
Ah, well said. Katie, thank you so much. Very important topic. We appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson.